This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has conceded that Joe Biden will be the next president one day after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol as Congress was certifying Biden's victory. In a video posted to his Twitter account, Trump said the demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol had defiled the seat of American democracy.
To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
Trump, who at a rally Wednesday encouraged demonstrators to march on the Capitol and had continued until Thursday to falsely claim that the election was stolen from him, said his focus would be on ensuring a smooth transition of power. The statement was in stark contrast to his words Wednesday when he encouraged thousands of supporters to march to the Capitol to protest the election results. The mob occupied the building, overran police officers, and forced members of Congress into hiding for their own safety. President-elect Joe Biden is calling the violent group that descended on the U.S. Capitol Wednesday domestic terrorists. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Biden called it 4 years in the making.
He unleashed an all-out assault on our institutions of our democracy from the outset.
And says yesterday was the culmination, inciting an attack on the Capitol by what Biden called insurrectionists and domestic terrorists.
Don't dare call them protesters.
Biden spoke while introducing his Justice Department team, led by Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland, whom he says will revitalize institutions badly damaged under Trump.
We need to restore the honor, the integrity, the independence, the Department of Justice in this nation.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization's European region says a new variant of the coronavirus that emerged in Britain doesn't appear to increase the severity of symptoms, but it does raise alarm for healthcare providers. Dr. Hans Kluge, the WHO's regional director for Europe, pointed to the new challenges brought by the mutating virus.
It is our assessment that this variant of concern may, over time, replace other circulating lineages, as seen in the United Kingdom and increasingly in Denmark.
Kluge says the region is facing a tipping point in the course of the pandemic. He says 22 countries in the region have detected the new variant. Some former Hong Kong legislators and pro-democracy activists were released on bail late Thursday after being arrested under Hong Kong's national security law as part of Wednesday's mass arrests of 53 people. Veteran activist Leung Kwok Hung also served as a legislative council member for years and made a defiant exit, unfurling a banner that blasted the national security law. The activists were accused of taking part in an unofficial primary election last year that authorities say was part of a plan to paralyze the government and to subvert state power. The mass arrests were the largest move against Hong Kong's democracy movement since Beijing imposed the law last June to quell dissent in the semi-autonomous territory. Boeing has reached a hefty settlement over a criminal charge that it defrauded safety regulators about the 737 MAX jet. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department says Boeing has agreed to a $2.5 billion settlement that includes money for crash victims' families, airline customers, the airlines that bought the planes, and a fine. Two crashes, one in 2018, killed 346 people. After the planes were grounded in 2019, Boeing redesigned an automated flight control system blamed in both crashes. And in November, federal authorities again allowed the MAX jets to fly. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid fell slightly last week. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports claims for jobless benefits edged down to 787,000, a slight decline from the previous week. But with jobless claims at such historically high levels, it's an indication employers continue to cut jobs amid tighter business restrictions and Americans' concerns about the surge in coronavirus cases.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.